What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. Francisco Rojas for this podcast, Sports Radio 94 WIP. And the Philadelphia Phillies are 4-1 to start the year. They get their second straight series win to start the 2025 season. Yes, they have come against the Washington Nationals, who I think people maybe not. I think they'll turn some heads a little bit this year. So, look, good series win. The first series against in Washington. And then coming back home here in Philadelphia, getting the first two wins of this series against Colorado. Easy show for you. We're going to quickly recap, give you the key moments from last night's victory. Get into my takeaways from said game. We'll preview the 1 o'clock start time where we will see our old friend Taiwan Walker on the mound for your Fightins. Get to a little bit of news and then do a little stat of the week. I haven't done that in a while. So give you a nice stat of the week. What is it? You'll find out just coming up in just a little bit. But we're going to start the bottom of the fourth inning. Kyle Schwarber hits a nice little, it reminded me almost a little Vladdy Guerrero, senior, not, well, junior's great, but senior, who would just, he would hit anything. It would be out in front of the plate. It would be a ball that bounced in front of the plate, would still get a barrel on it. But Schwarber would get a barrel on a sinker that was away from Kyle Freeland. He would double. Alec Bohm would come in to score. 1-0 Phils at that point. And then a couple of batters later, JT Realmuto would ground out. And Kyle Schwarber, who, nice heads-up play at third, came home and scored. And the Phillies at that point, a 2-0 lead. That's all the Phils would need as the Rockies would not do much in this game. Bottom of the fifth, Phils had a chance to really blow this wide open an inning later. Bryce Harper, Bohm, Alec Bohm, and Kyle Schwarber would all strike out with the bases loaded. Kyle Freeland would strike out the side with the bases loaded. It was 2-0 Phils at that point. Top of the seventh, Hunter Goodman for the Rockies would hit a solo home run to left field. Half an inning later, Phils would get that run back. Trey Turner singles to left or to center field. Edmundo Sosa scores from third. 3-1 Phils at that point. Bottom of the eighth, Phils get some good insurance. Edmundo Sosa, who has been hot to start the year, hits a double on a line drive to left center field. Nick Castellanos and JT Realmuto would score 5-1 Phils, and that would all. It would be as the top of the ninth inning, Jose Alvarado would strike out Michael Tolia to end the game, and the Phils would take this one 5-1. So great overall victory from the Phils, and that's where I'm going to start with my takeaways from this game. That it was just probably just a good team win overall. Just a good team win overall. You know, like I said, the second straight series win to start the 2025 season. Never a bad thing when you're winning back-to-back series to start the year. And you just got contributions pretty much everywhere you turn. Trey Turner, we'll get to him in a couple of minutes. Trey Turner in his coming back from the back spasms, taking the last couple of days off, him 3-for-5, you know, with the RBI single. Kyle Schwarber having the RBI double, but then also, you know, the heads-up play to score on that JT ground out. And then Edmundo Sosa, you know, with the insurance runs towards the end of the game. All that tying in with, you know, Zach Wheeler. That's another incredible Zach Wheeler start. We'll get to Wheeler in just a couple of minutes as well. Going 7-3 hits, 10 strikeouts, just doing what he does. Only one earned run. And then the bullpen. Strom a little bit shaky, but, you know, able to get out of the inning that in that eighth inning with a couple of strikeouts and no damage done. Jose Alvarado looks fantastic to start the year. You know, all that combined, even with Johan Rojas, you know, Rojas with a bunt, stolen base, you know, had a walk in this game. Rob Thompson saying that this is the best game Johan Rojas has played in the majors so far. So you were getting it everywhere. You were getting it everywhere. Trey and Sosa with both with three hit nights. I'll get to Sosa and Trey here in a couple as well. Just a great overall team win. One of the, you know, through five games this season, it's not a 10-1 victory, nothing like that. It's not like, you know, you get a couple of homers from Schwarber and Harper or anything like that. And you know we're going to get nights like that this year, and you always look forward to that. But nice to see them get this type of win at this point in this season. But also, I want to say, let's settle down on like this being an impressive win, because it's not impressive. There were points last year where late in the season we had these type of wins where the Phillies were playing small ball and they were doing the right things, and it was all for naught as the Phillies didn't get it done in the playoffs. So I'm not looking at this saying like, oh, this is so important. They got it. Like, look, I like this type of win, but you got to do a little more. You just still have to show me in the postseason. I know that's beating a dead horse, but it's not like looking at this type of win, I'm like, oh my gosh, like they can win this type of do it. Yeah, I think they need to do more of this, have this type of games from the offense, but I've seen this story before as well. I saw this last year as well, like late in the 2024 season. So I'm not going insane about, you know, them not hitting home runs, but also doing, you know, doing the small ball things with Schwarber, you know, scoring from third and that JT ground out and Johan Rojas bunting. Great things, but more of the season to go on. A couple of other takeaways before we get to the preview of today's matchup. Zach Wheeler, I mean, there's not, again, I've said it a gazillion times on this podcast, that there's not much left to say about Zach Wheeler. All we know is that this is what you expect at this point. You just expect it. You're almost surprised if he doesn't, quality start isn't even, that's an understatement. Like, you're expecting him to almost at least go 6, 7, 8 innings, you know, upwards of 10 Ks and limiting damage of 2 runs or less. This, it's what you expect from Wheels to this point. And again, he was my preseason prediction for National League Cy Young. Maybe, I don't know, two starts through the year. We'll see. But I mean, look, I was looking at the stat from Todd Zielecki. So he has 25. He got 25 swings and misses last night. That is his most whiffs in a regular season start in his career, and the most by any pitcher in Major League Baseball this season. He had 30, I believe, he had 30 whiffs in Game 1 of the NLDS against the Mets last year. Wheeler just being Zach Wheeler. It's what you expect at this point, and you are just you're flabbergasted if he doesn't give you a start in this stratosphere at all, right? So this is what we just come to. This is what we know about Wheels. This is what he does. It's really like a big surprise if he doesn't do this type of work on the mound. Next takeaway from last night, and this might be just the start of the season overall. I understand certain players are fan favorites. I understand certain players. We just like certain players. I get it. I like Edmundo Sosa a lot. I do. He seems like he's become a likable player since he was traded to Philadelphia in 2022. It just feels like we did the same thing with Edmundo Sosa last year. Feels like we did the same thing. And don't get me wrong, like Sosa's had a hot start to the year. An unbelievably hot start. He's been one of like the best hitters in baseball in general, not just on the team, in general. Through five games, his 600 average leads the majors. He's 9-for-15 to start the year. Again, big, you know, insurance RBI double, two-run double last night. 3-for-4 last night. Love Sosa. We need to settle down on Sosa. Last year, like through June, had an almost 1,000 OPS, somewhere like over 900 OPS. And then like the second half of last year, you know, when he got time to play, he was a little underwhelming. And it was like, oh yeah, well, there's a reason why Sosa is a platoon player at maybe at best, and why he is on the bench for the Philadelphia Phillies. And I like Sosa. Maybe he would get a chance to be a starting shortstop, third baseman, second baseman on another team. But not on this team. Not on this team. I saw a tweet earlier that, okay, is Sosa the everyday third baseman? No. He's not the everyday third baseman. But let's relax. Alec Boehm made the All-Star team last year, and he should be given a shot to still be the starting third baseman here. Trey Turner is the starting shortstop here, making $300 million. They still have had good overall numbers with the Phillies through the first couple of years of his career here in Philadelphia. And then Bryson Stott is going to be given a shot to be the second baseman for the Phillies this year. Max Kepler is going to get most of the starts out there in left field. Sosa is perfect in the role that he is. If a player is hurt, like a Trey Turner was hurt last year, right? And then Sosa got some starts and played well, right? And then, okay, when guys need off, Sosa can slot in. Sosa is a good player off the bench. He's good in his role. A little too far on Sosa. Just feels like I remember we did the same thing with him last year when Trey was hurt. And Sosa was getting starts. It was like, oh, look at Sosa. Like, yeah, I agree. But then he cools off. The same thing with him last year. I do like Sosa. I like Sosa. I know some people might say I'm hating, but look at the numbers last year. Look at the numbers. Good platoon player. Good bench player. Settle down. So I love Sosa. Love Sosa, but good in his role. That last takeaway, I went a little longer on the takeaways than I wanted to, but felt like it was some of these things were important to talk about. Trey Turner, great night at the plate, 3-for-5 with an RBI. I mean, coming off the missing the last couple of days with back spasms, and got a standing ovation for what I still don't understand why he got a standing ovation for pinch hitting on opening in the home opener, but that does have a really good night at the plate, 3-for-5 with an RBI. It's good to see Trey out of that leadoff spot. It's important for, I want some consistency out of that leadoff spot. Trey Turner going 3-for-5 with an RBI. Kyle Schwarber, again, didn't have a ginormous night, but did have, you know, the RBI double that brought in Boehm and scored a run himself out of that cleanup spot. This is now Stott did not play last night, but Sosa played second. Generally the lineup that I want, and no Marsh as well, but lineup that I want, where Trey leading off, Schwarber in the cleanup spot. That's where I'm leaning. I know it was a lefty last night, so we'll see with Senzatello on the mound today what they do, but Trey Turner with a really good night at the plate, 3-for-5 with that RBI, just the type of Trey that we want. $300 million Trey this year is an important year for Trey to be consistent and prove that contract, the $300 million contract that he is making. Okay, so those are my takeaways from last night's game. preview of today's game. We have a 1:05 start time on the mound. It will be Antonio Senzatella, the righty for Colorado. And then our good friend, Taiwan Walker. What to expect? I genuinely don't know what to expect from Taiwan. He had an up and down spring, had a really bad season last year, but was also hurt. And it was okay in his first season for the Phils in 2023. So I don't know what to expect from Taiwan Walker. I guess all I'm really asking for him is to potentially give the Phillies offense a chance to win this game. That's all I am asking you to do. Just do not have a start where you're giving up, giving up 9 runs in 3 innings. We don't want that. Just like five to maybe 6 innings, 3 to 4 run ball. You already won the series. Would love the sweep, but you don't need a sweep. Just give this team, give the offense a chance. Just do not blow up and have a horrible start. But that can happen every now and then from fifth starters. And Taiwan Walker is the fifth starter for this team. Hopefully Ranger will be back soon. And I do have some bets to take for you to take for the 1:05 start in Philly as the Phils tried to sweep the Rockies. 3 bets to take from FanDuel. So I got Kyle Schwarber to record 2+ RBI. He does have good numbers off of Antonio Senzatella. Now, this bet could fall flat on its face depending on if Schwarber does lead off, because it is a righty today, depending on what Topper decides to do with the lineup. Trey Turner to record a stolen base, +410. I will take Trey coming off a good night. I say he gets on base, and I say that he records a stolen base. So +410 for Trey to record a stolen base. And then last one, Brandon Marsh to record 2+ hits. He's had a good start to this year. He's facing a righty. And take it. Brandon Marsh to record 2+ hits against the Rockies today. So those are your bets to take from the matchup against Colorado later today. Latest injuries and news. So Brett DeGuse. It sounded super Delco as I said that. DeGuse sounds more fun though. Goose sounds a little more fun, not going to lie. I kind of want to call him that, but got to be professional on the podcast here. So Brett DeGuse, the Phillies claimed the right-handed pitcher off waivers from the Miami Marlins. Phils optioned him to AAA Lehigh Valley a couple of days ago when they did claim him off waivers. 2024, not a good sign. Played for 3 teams, had a 7.15 ERA in 11 1/3 innings pitched, as he played for Seattle, Miami, and Toronto. So those 3 teams he played for, and now he is playing on his 4th team in 2 seasons. That's a lot of teams, but that is the life of being a professional athlete, not just even in Major League Baseball. Okay, stat of the week. I've not done this in a while, but decided let's get to it. In 2011, we're going to throw back all the way to 2011. This is from the Incredible Baseball Stats book from Kevin Reavy and Ryan Spader. Read this a while back and always will refer to this, even though some of this stuff can be a little dated, which understood. It's 2019 book, somewhere around there. But at the time, in 2011, Cliff Lee threw 238 strikeouts in the 2011 season without throwing a wild pitch that year. 238 strikeouts without throwing a wild pitch. The following season, he became the first pitcher with at least 200 strikeouts and fewer than 30 walks since Cy Young in 1904. Unbelievable. The season after that, he faced 876 batters, walking just 1 on 4 pitches. Cliff always had the command, but unbelievable. Always was like among the league leaders in fifth there in his prime. Won a Cy Young with the Cleveland Indians when they were the Indians back in 08. And just a pretty incredible number there. Just it's a Cliff Lee number. Cliff Lee number, first pitcher with at least 200 strikeouts and fewer than 30 walks since Cy Young in 1904. And then the main one here, threw 238 strikeouts in 2011 when he was a part of that big rotation without throwing a wild pitch that season. Pretty unbelievable. All right, let's go around Major League Baseball and look at some of the scores from last night. Now, let's start with the National League East. The Nats were in Toronto, and they lost to the Blue Jays 4-2. The Mets, we had an two teams from the NL East, the Mets and the Marlins facing off against each other. Marlins lost to the Mets at home on Pete Alonso grand salami. Mets beat the Marlins in Miami 6-5. And then the Braves, it looked like the Braves were going to get their first win of the year. The Braves were up 5-0 in the fifth inning, I believe. Yeah, in the fifth inning. Then the Dodgers slowly mounted their comeback. Two runs in the second, one run in the fourth, two runs in the eighth. That tied it up. And then Shohei Ohtani. I mean, what else doesn't the guy? The guy doesn't do much besides just being one of the best athletes of this generation. Maybe of all time, we'll see. Ohtani with the walk-off home run against the Atlanta Braves. The Braves are now 0-7 to start the year. Absolutely brutal. You have to figure they're eventually going to get it together, but wow, what a start to the year for the Braves. 0-7, and the Dodgers with a walk-off win last night. So those are your scores from around the NL East, and that's all I got for you today. This has been a fun episode of Phillies Today. Appreciate every single one of you tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter/X at @Rojas_media_. Might do a mailbag soon, so stay tuned for that. That'll do it for me, and I'll talk to you guys soon.